Anyways, Parenting Pod Squad, so how is the challenge going? I really want to know. Have you stepped back and stopped parenting in a negative way and just focused on being positive and really not parenting at all, just commenting on the good stuff that you see? If you have, you should be seeing a huge difference by today or tomorrow. More connection, more conversation, more just being in the same room together. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, be sure to go back and listen to episode 72. That's where I present a challenge to you to turn your child's behavior around. Today, we're going to continue the conversation we started yesterday, where I talked about trying to become a proactive parent rather than a reactive one. Today, I'm going to use some real-life examples to show you how the three ideas I presented yesterday, the idea around their attention and power bucket, about their one-on-one time that each child in your family needs from you, and around fair and effective consequences, how can we use those three big ideas to change some of the hard things you might be dealing with right now? Ready? Here we go. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG Lazy Parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So question number one that I got. My challenge is how to stay positive and not get angry when my three-year-old all of a sudden starts screaming. It's loud and it drains my energy. So if we're going to think about this one, yes, three-year-olds yelling, screaming, what can we do in that moment? Well, remember from the three big ideas, what is their behavior trying to tell us? And yes, in that moment, what is she trying to tell you? If you need to remove the child, help them calm their body down, they're having a temper tantrum somewhere, do so. Don't get pulled into the tantrum though. Let it fizzle out. I want you to spend your energy in being proactive and trying to stop the tantrums from happening. A tantrum in the middle, really all you can do is try to connect with them, be there with them, try to ensure that they're not hurting themselves or others, and just let it calm down. But how do we stop the tantrums? And you do that by being proactive and doing the three big ideas, really just the two big ideas, and that is fill their buckets every day. If you do that, you're going to see less tantrums and less meltdowns because they're getting what they need. They don't need to throw a tantrum to get your attention. They don't need to throw a tantrum to fill their power bucket. It really should only take about 2 to 3 days and you're going to see a difference. Also, recognize that each of our children are in different stages of development. If you aren't sure where they should be, like you think they're too old to be having tantrums or too old to not be able to self-regulate, check in with your pediatrician. Look it up. Because we need to teach them self-regulation, deep breaths. And most importantly, are you keeping your cool when you get stressed and modeling that behavior to your child as well? And can you keep your cool when you're stressed when they have a meltdown? Okay, question number two, back talk. This person has a 15-year-old boy with a lot of, why do I have to? And their goal is to let them be independent, but he's slacking and blaming other people for situations or his trouble. And so that's a big question, right? Back talk. First, we have to recognize that it actually is a symptom, and it means they're not getting enough positive power in their life. What they're telling you by back talking you is that they want more control. Kids are going to grow up, and they need to have control over their life, and we need to let them do that. Now, there have to be consequences. So if it's that they're not doing their homework or not getting to school on time, there are going to be natural consequences from his teacher, from his grades. However, if your child is blaming other people, that's something called projecting. And we want to be careful that we don't add fuel to that fire. We need to not engage in that conversation because, again, that is a power struggle and we want to not fuel the power struggle. If we think of these interactions with our children where we do the whole back and forth and you think of it as a tennis match where the tennis ball is going back and forth and back and forth, that's what this is, right? This is a game of them saying something and us saying something back to them, then them saying something and then us saying something back to them. That's a power struggle. How do you stop a tennis game from going on? You just drop your racket and walk away. And that's really what we need to do with our kids in these moments. We need to stop engaging and stop the fight. They're not going to be able to fight if you don't fight with them. Fighting takes two people. Power struggles take two people. So walk away and just end it. Then we need to go back to the big idea about the attention and the power buckets. And are they being filled every day? And are we spending one-on-one intentional time with that child? Those two key foundational pieces make all the difference in your relationship with your child. Okay, the third question that I'm going to talk about today is whining. So I had a parent ask me that they have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and she has taught them to try to ask nicely if they want something and not to use their whiny voice. And that's working, but what's not working is that when she as a mom says no to their request, even if they ask nicely, they don't understand that. And so first off, kudos to the parent for first teaching her children to use a non-whiny voice and how to ask politely for something that they want. We have to wean whining. We need to teach our children how to not whine if they are in that stage of whining. And we do that by modeling and correcting that behavior. And really, the second piece of that, after you've modeled and taught them what the words are, what the tone is that they need to be using, it's about responding to them when they ask you nicely and not responding when they're whining. We need to not respond to the behavior that we don't want to see. And then they will learn that you will only respond to them when they ask in a nice voice. Now, here's the tricky part. What if they don't like your answer and then they start whining? Well, once again, we can either engage in that tennis match or we can use a phrase that I talked about earlier in January called asked and answered and end it at that. Again, don't engage in the whining. Don't engage in the back and forth. Calmly and nicely, you can answer them. Let's say your child comes up to you and said, "Mommy, can I please go play with my friends right now outside? But it's 5 minutes to dinner." And no, they can't. So you say, "Honey, I'm sorry. Dinner's in 5 minutes. You can't." And then they get all angry. And then they start whining and asking you over and over again. Well, what you can do in a very calm voice is say, because again, we have to remain calm, is say back to them, "Honey, you asked me that question and I already answered." And then if she asks again, you can maybe one more time say, "Honey, asked and answered." And then you don't engage anymore. And that really is the hard part in parenting, right? Is to not engage in these power struggles or these attention-seeking behaviors, because that's what they want. But the problem is, if we continue the conversation, what we're actually doing is filling up that attention bucket and that power bucket, but we're doing it from their misbehavior, and they're going to learn that that's what works with you. So it is very difficult, but we have to step back, and we have to drop the ball in that tennis match. It's not about winning, and that's another deep-rooted piece of parenting. Are you trying to win in a competition against your child? Because if you are, most of the time you're going to lose. We can't win that. They are stubborn little creatures and they learn how to push our buttons. So try to just not engage. You can't fight or negotiate if someone else isn't fighting and negotiating back with you. But this takes practice and I want you to stick to it. Even if it means putting up visual reminders around your house, like little sticky notes that say, asked and answered, stay calm, you know, whatever you need, attention buckets, power buckets, one-on-one time, whatever you need in order to remind yourself, don't engage. If you want to be secret, you can put little post-its that say, tennis match, up around the house. So you remember not to engage. So those are a few questions for today. I'll come back and answer a few more questions tomorrow. If you have a question, please send me a DM over on Instagram, drop a message here on Anchor Podcasts, or ask me a question over on TikTok. I am all over the place. You can send them in to me anywhere, and I will include them in the podcast later this week. I hope you guys have had a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.